Have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour, hour number one here on this Friday. Joining us on the line right now is Monica Yutuma. She is running for Secretary of State at the upcoming endorsement convention a week from this Saturday. Man, I can't believe it's coming on so quick. Monica, welcome on into the show.
Yeah, good morning, Randy. I know it's like, wow, it's here. We got just 1 week to go, and this 1 week is going to fly by.
Yeah, it is. I just had Justin Michael on. He's running for Congress up here in the 1st Congressional District.
Okay.
He is a precinct delegate in Roscommon County, and he's a delegate. He will be going down and voting at the convention.
Great.
And I said, Justin, I said, have you been getting all these text messages, these emails, these stories, you know, all these negative attacks that are going on between Secretary of State race and the Attorney General's race?
Yeah.
And he goes, yeah. He said, you know, I've met these people. I've been at events with them. I've heard them speak. I've already made up my mind who I'm voting for. He said, but, you know, one thing it's done, it's cemented my decision as to who I'm voting for. And I'm like, because of the negative attacks? And he goes, yeah. Anytime anybody goes negative, any campaign is being attacked in favor of another campaign, I'm voting for the guys that's being attacked. And I said, I operate the same way. I know you're going through it. You're having to deal with it. Kevin Kiefsky's having to deal with it. You guys are out there talking to the public. You're talking to the precinct delegates. What's their overall response of all these negative, mudslinging, negative attack campaign things that are happening?
Well, it's mixed, Randy. A lot of them feel the same way as you and Justin, saying exactly what you just said. And then a lot feel like there could be some truth to some of these, especially with, I got to tell you, the AG race is really heating up. The thing with Kevin, and I've met both of these guys in person, Doug and Kevin, both great guys.
Yep.
The thing with Kevin is some people are really hung up on this police report, don't know what to make of it because they really, really like Kevin and they like his fighting spirit. But then, you know, the other half of the crowd is saying, well, do you think he can win in a general election? And I just don't know. And then this Detroit News article came out yesterday talking about Amanda and Kevin and their baggage and this other stuff. And I just, you know, I don't know. I don't know what to make of it. So I don't know if you have a thought there.
Well, the way I look at it, anytime your campaign is losing, you have to dig up dirt from people's past. Now, nobody on this planet currently breathing is perfect. There was only one perfect human being, and his name was Jesus Christ.
That's right. Amen.
And the way I look at it, I've got skeletons in my closet from the last century. Am I proud of everything I've ever done in my entire life? No. When I was young and stupid, I did stupid stuff. And was I as mature as I am today? No. Have I learned from my mistakes? Yes. But anytime somebody's got to go and dig up opposition research is what they call it. Mm-hmm. In my opinion, it's digging up dirt on somebody's personal life, their personal, you know, situations. I'm sorry, that should not be in politics. I mean, there should almost be a law that if you resort to negative campaigning about somebody's personal life, you should be forced out of the race. You should have to drop out. When I ran for state senate back in 2010 against Howard Walker, he's a six-year term-limited state representative, was running for state senate. We did not go negative against each other at all. At all. It was totally positive. I never attacked him. He never attacked me. We talked about the issues. We talked about our policies. We talked about what bills we would introduce when we became a state senator. That's the way campaigning should be. And for these people to resort to these type of, you know, opposition research, it's mudslinging, it's digging up dirt on your opponent. And I'm sorry, but I'm voting for the person they're slinging the mud at. I'm just fed up with all this crap.
Yeah, and I think there's something to be said by for that. I mean, I agree. If you're the candidate and you like your candidate, great. Go and promote your candidate. But you don't, there's no reason to go and knock down the other candidates. Just go promote yours if you think they're so great and their ideas are so great. There should be enough there for you to talk about. But a lot of these delegates can't help themselves. A lot of them are just nasty. And these are people that I've worked with because I've been a delegate for years and I'm seeing a different side of them now that I'm a candidate. And I'm like, oh my gosh. And I'm in some of these signal chats, Randy. And I'll tell you the way they talk about Kevin, I just feel so bad. I'm like, gosh, I think these people are losing sight of the fact that he's a human being. He's a person. He's a husband. He's a father. He's an attorney, you know, in the community, in the Southeast Michigan community. And I think they forget that because at some point this race is going to end and he has to go back to his life. And the way that some people want to talk about him or me or any of the other candidates, I just think, gosh, I mean, I would never do that. I was always, if I supported my candidate, I kept my head down, minded my own business. And I just talked about why I thought the candidate I was supporting was the greatest candidate. And I'll tell you this about Kevin. I don't think he's some wife beater, right? I think that there was an incident with an ex-wife and, you know, he explained the situation to me, but people's issue is that, well, the police report is out there and it affects electability. So.
Well, and the other point that he mentions too, after it was investigated by a Democrat prosecutor in Wayne County, she dismissed the charges against him.
Yeah,
I mean,
I think
the
that
most
says a lot.
Liberal prosecutor in almost the whole state of Michigan. And the other component is this. They always say, well, the Democrats are going to use it against, you know, Monica or Amanda or Kevin or whatever. I'm sorry, but this state is now reaching almost 40% independent. 30% rock hard Republicans, whoever's got an R behind their name in November, that's who they vote for. 30% Democrats, they got a D behind their name, that's who I'm voting for. But you know what? Independents don't like negative campaigning.
They do not.
Yeah. And if the Democrats think that they're going to sling mud at you or they're going to sling mud at Kevin or whatever come November, I think the independents will absolutely then go Republican because of it.
I could see that happening because, yeah, you're right. Independents do not like the mudslinging.
It's party politics. It's partisan. And that's one of the reasons why they're not actually members of the Republican Party or the Democrat Party. They hate both of them just as much. That's why they are independent. But anyway, getting on to the convention, you got this last week.
Yeah.
I know you're going to a lot of events. You're making phone calls. How are the phone calls when you talk to the precinct delegates? What's their overall takeaway? And at the end, do you ask for their vote? And what are they telling you?
Yes, I think the phone calls are going really well. If I reach somebody who is already set on another candidate, there's been a few where I could, you know, sway them a little bit, but some are pretty set. It's those undecideds. And I've been having it's been going really well winning them over. They're undecided because they haven't actually heard me speak yet or heard my background or they haven't heard any of us speak. But once I can, you know, kind of give them my little spiel and have a conversation with them, they're very impressed and they like that I'm, you know, on the outside and not from the inside. And the biggest pushback that I've gotten, and this is the Anthony Ford leading campaign is pushing back hard on this, is electability, right? They're trying to make it seem like, well, you should be a clerk to be in this role. And here's what I say to this. The idea that the Secretary of State must be a career clerk, it's not supported by Michigan law or even history. So the Secretary of State, it's a constitutional executive office. It's responsible for managing a department with thousands of employees. It's statewide policy implementation, budgeting, and election oversight. So fundamentally, it's a management and a leadership role. It's not a county clerk position. And in fact, many secretaries of state across the country, they've come from legal, legislative, or business backgrounds rather than clerk offices. So my background overseeing operations, staff, compliance, and growth, right? That stuff's important. And they're the responsibilities that matter. Managing people, budgets, strategy, complex regulatory environments. Those are the skills required to run a large state department like the Michigan Department of State, right? And then there's my experience with election integrity, advocacy, and policy analysis, and, you know, public accountability. I think that's directly relevant to the Secretary of State's role too. So these are the conversations that I'm having with delegates, and I'm making them understand that, you know, somebody that's had my kind of experience, I understand that where the system fails and how to fix it, that's essential. When something's not working, you fix it. And that's what I've been doing for years.
Well, one of the things that I don't understand, Jocelyn Benson and many others, Ruth Johnson, okay, I think even Terry Lynn Land, they weren't county clerks. Their background was not county clerks. And for Republicans, those are some of the names, Ruth Johnson, Terry Lynn Land, that they look at and say, hey, you know, I think they were a pretty good Secretary of State. They helped try to, Ruth Johnson tried to clean up the qualified voter files, you know, years before it became an issue in the 2020 election. So I guess if you want an outsider and a business person to be this position, you're the candidate.
I'm definitely the candidate. And I do believe, actually, Randy, Ruth, both Ruth and Terry were clerks. I don't know if they were county clerks or township clerks, but they both had. Yeah. Is that what it was? Okay.
Yes. Yep.
Okay. Yep. So, and actually, if anything, a township clerk would have more experience running elections than a county clerk, because what people don't realize is that a county clerk, they don't run elections. They oversee it and gather information from the township clerks who actually run those elections.
Exactly.
But to your, yeah. But to your point, yes, that's correct. And actually, if you talk to a lot of the clerks across the state, they don't, that's why so many of them have endorsed me, including the Warren City clerk, the third largest city in the entire state, and a clerk in the battleground county of Macomb County. She has endorsed me. They don't want another clerk as Secretary of State. They want that outsider, that business outsider, to come in with new, fresh, and innovative ideas, not the same ideas coming from inside the system that's been broken for years.
Right, exactly. Well, I know you're busy making those phone calls, and I want you to give out the website. People can check you out there.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
That's right. Yep.
Yep.
Sorry, Randy. Yeah. So the website is monicaformichigan.com. You can check me out there. You can volunteer there. You can donate there. And I'm all over all the social media channels under Monica Yatuma Official, if you want to see where I stand on certain policy issues.
Very good. Greatly appreciate it, Monica. One thing I think people need to understand is that this is going to be something that they definitely need to try to reach out to you. They need to have a conversation with you, and we'll talk to you next Friday. Will be our last interview.
That's right. I'm excited. Thanks, Randy. I hope you have a great weekend.
You too. Stay safe out there, Monica.
Hi, my name is Monica Yatuma. I've spent my career in the private sector, fixing broken systems and delivering real results. When there was waste, I cut it. When there was failure, I demanded accountability. And when problems got tough, I didn't back down. Now I'm running for Secretary of State to bring integrity, efficiency, and common sense back to Michigan government and to protect the trust in our elections that voters deserve. I'm experienced and I know how to get things done. My promise to you is conservative leadership that you can trust. This message has been paid for by Monica Yatuma for Michigan.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Gun owners in northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
This is Justin Michael. From day one, our campaign has been about one thing. People. The families, workers, veterans, small business owners, and communities that make Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula home. I'm running because too many people in Washington have forgotten who they serve. I've spent my life advocating for others, listening to their stories, and fighting for solutions that put people first. Our district deserves a representative who shows up, cares, and follows through on what they say they're going to do. It's time to start putting Americans first and Michigans first. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
This is Kevin Kievsky, and I'm running for the Republican nomination for Michigan Attorney General. I'll fight for election integrity like no one else. Only U.S. citizens should vote, and I know how to secure our elections. No more fraud, no more doubts. Every legal vote will count. Delegates, endorse me at the March convention to restore trust in our elections, and together, we'll make Michigan red again. Paid for by Kevin Kievsky for Michigan, kevin4mi.com.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one. In full disclosure and transparency, I want everybody to know that I vetted the three candidates. Anthony Ferlini, the current county clerk and registered deed in Macomb County, Amanda Love, and Monica Yutuma. And after talking with and even having Anthony on my show, Amanda refused to come on my show, and meeting with them, talking to them over the phone and in person, I decided to endorse Monica Yutuma for Secretary of State personally. And the main reason I did it is exactly what she just said. She's an outsider. She's not part of the good old boys club. She's a businesswoman. And she's coming it to the Secretary of State's office with a clear business objective. Completely transform the Secretary of State's office. Everything that basically Jocelyn Benson has done, Monica is going to undo. She's going to fix the website. She's going to improve on the services at the local branch offices. She said that she's going to maintain the appointment schedule for those that can do it on a computer, cell phone, but she's also going to make times available for walk-ins. So it'll be kind of a hybrid situation that we currently have. But more importantly, she's going to clean up the qualified voter files. Exactly what my wife, Victoria Bishop, is doing here in Antrim County. Getting rid of dead people, getting rid of people who no longer live in our county, and sending out postcards. Asking people to verify that they still are living at this address and that they still want to be on the qualified voter files. Do you know some of the people have actually called her? Hey, I got your postcard. What is this all about? Well, we sent you a postcard because you're on our qualified voter files. I don't vote. Vicky's like, what? I don't vote. I never have voted. I don't even know how I got on the qualified voter file. Remove me. Take me off. I hate politicians. I hate people. I hate voting. I do not participate. And they slammed the phone down on her. Well, she'd go to the qualified voter file. She'd mark them. She'd flag them. And then she'd get a hold of their local township clerk. The township clerks are the ones that can remove you from the qualified voter file. Vicky flagged them, put a comment in there. I just talked to this person. They got my postcard. All the clerks know that Vicky's mailing out these postcards. Some of the clerks have even called her. What are you doing? What are these postcards? We've never seen this before. Well, I ran to be the county clerk on restoring election integrity in Antrim County. Part of my campaign promise that I'm fulfilling. And this person called me. They got the postcard and they don't vote. They don't even know how they got put on the qualified voter file. Well, Vicky actually explains to them, they've gone to the Secretary of State's office to renew their license tabs, renew their driver's license. And they've asked them, do you want to be registered to vote? Inadvertently, you may have said yes, or maybe they just automatically did it. Well, they don't want to be on the qualified voter file. Vicky flags the township clerk. They talk about it. They remove them. This is what needs to be done at the state level. And this is exactly what Monica Yutuma plans to do. Working with the local clerks. Because she just said it in the interview. Your local township clerks, your city, your village clerks, they run the elections. County clerks do not. Secretary of State doesn't. The township, city, and village clerks take their tabulator tapes, take their USB drive, take their ballots in secure locked bags or boxes, and delivers the information at the end of the election night to the county clerk. They retain the ballots, but the tabulator tapes and the drives go to the county clerk. The county clerk is the funnel for the county. They funnel all that information from the 15 townships, 3 cities, and 2 villages, whatever it is, in your county. And they funnel that information and upload it to the Secretary of State's office. Secretary of State takes the information from all 83 county clerks and then posts it on the AP wires, put it on the Secretary of State's website, talks to and releases the information to the press, to the media. That's how we find out who won our elections. But it's the townships, city and village clerks that run the elections. And Monica understands that. So if you want a businesswoman with fresh ideas that is not part of the good old boys club, that is going to get in there and fix what's wrong with our state of Michigan elections and improve services at the branches for the Secretary of State's office, you delegates, join me and others. I'm voting for Monica Yutuma. It's that simple. History lesson with Pastor Chatfield, talking about oaths and becoming an oath taker, oath keeper. Hour number 2 of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trevor.